Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, licensed marriage and family therapist, educator, wife, mother, and sometimes Christmas skeptic. And you're listening to A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist here as a part of Issues and Ideas. My monthly musings usually center on the state of our collective mental health and a look at how our individual efforts are either aiding or getting in the way of our own well-being. And this month, I'm thinking about the culture of stuff. I am swirling around in chaos and clutter and all the things that are the holiday season. And although I'm trying really hard not to be a Grinch, because I love the feeling of the holidays, I love the warmth, I love the colors, I love the hope of the season, and I always love the food, but I struggle every year with the focus on gifts, with the accumulation of the stuff and the waste generated by toys and items that are quickly discarded to make way for new stuff. And I struggle with this every year and try to figure out, how do we do this better? How can we make the holidays still have the same warmth and meaning and sentimentality, but not get bogged down in stuff? And it's funny because this last weekend, the dilemma hit home as I watched my teenager sort through her traditional closet cleaning to make way for new Christmas items. She was literally swamped by all of this stuff that she threw out of her closet onto the floor, and she was swimming through it and wading through it, looking for items to give away. And I looked in and thought, oh, this can't be. I can't do another season of just so many things. And the only way that I felt okay about all the items is that she was going through each piece and donating them down to her cousins who were sitting in the room with her, having a great time trying on outfits, playing fashion show. And so I thought, that's nice because they're spending this time together sorting through the items. And so amidst all the stuff, there is still this sharing and giving and, I don't know, feeling great about being related. You know, it's our own small system of reusing and recycling, which got me thinking about the gifting and the giving thing and the holidays again, because we love to give. We love to give to each other. I saw my daughter's face light up giving these items that she had once loved to her cousins. We show our love to those in our family by giving things away. There are so many great emotional and mental health benefits to giving and sharing. Mother Teresa said that it's not how much we give, but how much we love we put into giving. Let's say that again. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into the giving. And Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. So every year we're trying to think of ways to give the gift of our love, but try not to spend all of the money we have on it. And so this season, I'm trying to think of ways that we can experience the joy of giving without adding to the landfill. And today, I am fortunate to have Terry Kerchewski with me here. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And she's going to talk a little bit about a new project she started to help gifting in a recycling and reusing way to help save the environment, but still give people the joy of giving to others. Tell me about your new business.
Oh, thank you. The Smart Studio is our program down on Sacramento in San Luis, and the tagline is officially it's a green art studio, gallery, and gift shop, but it really can't be explained in those ways, in those terms. What Smart Studio is it's a place for people to come and be sustainably creative. We specialize in materials that are donated or not recycled so that we can use them and repurpose them and upcycle them in creative ways in order to divert them from the landfill, divert them from the often toxic recycling process, but also because I'm kind of a reluctant artist, okay, as well as being an environmentalist, we can also look at common household materials, donations in different ways, teach our kids how to use them, be with our community of, I don't know, moms or teens or seniors, whoever we bring to the studio, and really create something while doing a larger service to the community, which is create sustainably.
So the Smart Studio is the name of your new business.
Uh-huh.
And it's located on Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
So how did the idea of the Smart Studio come about?
I was really grappling as a mom, an environmentalist. It's funny you mentioned the story with your daughter. The same thing is that I really read a lot of blogs and am involved in a lot of programs like TerraCycle and the Zero Waste Home, where there are families in our country that really, they have no waste at all in their home. And I thought, how am I going to give some of those values to my daughter? How am I going to be promoting those in my current job? And how am I going to make an impact on my community that's going to be a long-term impact on my community? Add that to, we all like to become together and be creative. And when I started reading on the internet and remembered from my old teaching days that there are 10 creative reuse centers throughout just the state of California, but really they exist throughout the world and we didn't have one here, I started hanging out in Santa Barbara, which is our closest one, and really got a lot of ideas. Hopped on Pinterest, got even more ideas, and thought, there's a lot of things that I have at home or that I know that people have that we can share, we can come together. We can really create household items, art, crafts, and learning materials that don't need to go to the landfill. They don't need to be wasted. They can be repurposed and upcycled.
So tell me, what is it again you called it, the business in Santa Barbara?
It's called Art from Scrap.
Art from Scrap. And so you found this space, and you started taking in donations of what kind of items?
Oh, gosh. The list is endless. Bric-a-brac seems to encapsulate all of what it is, but it's anything from old arts and crafts supplies, promotional materials. Maybe you're a realtor and you have your old magnets and calendars, maps. I got a donation from Cal Poly of Petri dishes that we're turning into ornaments. Really, it's anything that can be used besides like clothing or electronics. Anything, we're finding ways to use it all and make it into something else, diverting it from the landfill.
So you took this space on Sacramento. Took in donations for the last few months or months and months, because I kept seeing notices about it, about the Smart Studio. And when you opened for business, what kind of things, who's coming in and what kind of things are they making with these items?
Okay, that's a good question. We have all sorts of people coming in. We have artists, quilters, we have local parents and crafting groups coming in. What I noticed is actually we have some field groups and classes coming in that are looking at the materials. They're learning about creative reuse and sustainable reuse. And what I did notice, though, except for the people who know what these kind of studios can do for you, people who come in with fresh eyes do one thing. They walk right to the back tables by the door. They sit down. They pull out a pair of scissors or some glue, and they start working with the materials because, by and large, the community in there is really inspiring, and they just want to work with the materials. And so that's who's been coming in as children walk right to the back. We've had a couple moms come in, and everybody just sits in community, really working, talking about the materials. And it's not such a question of what they're intended for, but what we can create with them that makes, I think it kind of like sparks an inspiration process that's really hard to stop once it gets going.
So what are some of the items that you've seen people create reusing materials that you would never think of?
Gosh, that's a good question. Like I said, right now we're using Petri dishes to make Christmas ornaments. We also, I have a thing called puzzle stew, which is all those grody puzzles you have that are missing like three or four pieces. You can't really make them. I put them in a big tub and we just scoop it out. Sometimes we glue them together. We made some Rudolph Christmas ornaments that were kind of cute. So we've got a Christmas focus right now. Corks. I can't even tell you some of the things. Beaded curtains and Christmas trees and trivets. All the things you can make with corks.
And there's probably a few corks in our county.
We have a lot of people who are willing to donate their corks, and that's talk about being a labor of love.
Exactly. So once you came up with the idea of the studio, what was the goal ultimately for the studio? Who does it serve?
It serves a community. What I really want it to be, and my vision for it, is a place where we can come together and build a community around being sustainably creative. Everybody has that creative side. I'm the first one to say I'm not a great crafter or artisan. I've always kind of stood on the fringes of my crafting groups, but I know that there seems to be such an inspiration lately because we are looking at our finances and we are considering throwing things away and making things that are not or buying things that are not made in the United States. Those are all things as parents and as the community that we're very conscious about, especially during the holidays. And so what I would like to do is have these things available for all artists of all ages to come in and really spend some time together creating these things and inspiring each other. And then as environmentalist, I like going home at the end of the day and saying, I don't have any trash to throw away today. Mm-hmm. That's a really good feeling.
That has to be a great feeling. And it's interesting because going through, you know, the closet cleansing and talking about what do we want for Christmas and what are we going to buy for the cousins, you know, going through the gift mm-hmm. list. And I think about the things that are in my room that I cherish. Mm-hmm. And it's one is a baby jar that's been cleaned out and filled with water with a ballerina in it that my daughter made when she was probably seven. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a snow globe and handprint. You know, everything that I cherish in my room are things that my daughters made or that my niece and nephew made for me that I would never throw out. But there's a lot of other things that people gave with love, but I no longer have space or room for, right. So that gets thrown away.
Right.
So it makes me keep thinking about this value of wanting to give something that has meaning, right? I want to show how much I love my friends, and I'm going to make something for them.
Yeah.
So this idea of coming to the Smart Studio and giving the gift of time,
yeah,
right? Because knowing that someone spent an hour, half an hour making something for you has a whole different feeling than the hour, half an hour they spent going to the store, which also took time and thought, but the actual feeling of love, because I always think about that. The energy that gets in, you know, when you make a meal for someone,
right.
It's not just the food you've made, but it's the love that goes into the food,
right.
Makes it taste better. And I imagine it's the same with coming in to the Smart Studio and making a gift for someone, and that love that goes into the making, it somehow makes the gift feel more powerful.
Oh, absolutely. I think that first of all, with social media like Facebook and Pinterest, there is an unlimited amount of things. If you need a light or you need a table or you need a shirt, there are things you can still do to upcycle mm-hmm. and reuse the old to make into the new and beautiful, which is cool because you don't have to, not everything has to be a baby food jar full of glitter, you know, which I'm saying.
Although I love it.
I know, right? Never can have enough glitter. But there are things that we've been able to do and share across the art and craft and mom and mm-hmm. computer world that really show us how we can make meaningful, beautiful, functional things that people would enjoy getting. But I also agree that I know my husband has looked at my thumbs when I come home and said, hey, what are those blisters on the thumbs? I'm just learning how to use a glue gun. But I know when he gets the birdhouse that I'm making of him.
Shh.
I know, shh. It's something not only that he really likes as a naturalist, but it is something that is that's really made from the heart. And I know I joked before, but it's so funny. We're not getting corks mm-hmm. donated like from a winery. We're getting them from people. Mm-hmm. And it's so silly, but I sit and think when I look at the little red tip on each one, wow, this was somebody's evening or mm-hmm. a dinner party. Or, you know, it really does have a life of its own.
Yeah, that energy continues on yeah. within the gift.
Yeah.
And so I know that it's not just the Smart Studio and Terry Kucheski's project, but I know that there's another organization that benefits. And when you're not at the Smart Studio, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm the director also at the Child Development Resource Center. The really icing on the cake, so to speak, is that 100% of the profits go to the Child Development Resource Center, which is a therapy and early childhood program that benefits some of the most at-risk children in our community. Currently, our success rate hovers around 85%. Some years it's a little bit more, some years it's a little bit less, but it really shows what a good quality prevention program can do by the way of not needing services past the age of five. When you get in, what is it, the ounce of prevention is worth much more than a pound of cure. And so being able to provide for the, you know, inexpensive price of most of our crafting opportunities and open studios are like $5 or $10 down at Smart Studio. All that money goes back. And you never know, that could be an hour of therapy for a kid who really needs it and can't afford it.
So when you're going into the Smart Studio to create something, you know that what you're paying to create something that's recycled actually goes back to the community in a multitude of ways.
Yeah, you're really doing so much good for the community on many levels.
So I did notice, because I was looking at your website, you're on Facebook.
Yes.
And do you have a website also?
We do. It's smartstudioslow.com.
And if people want to come in and take part in creating things at Smart Studio, what are your hours and how do they get involved?
Monday through Friday, 11 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 3. But definitely check our website. We have a calendar there, and it will tell you all the different kinds of programs we offer. And if there's nothing listed, that means you can just come in and do an open studio for $5.
So the Smart Studio, located in
San Luis Obispo, it's at 3591 Sacramento, number 104. We're right across, we're about a block up from UPS.
Fabulous. I really appreciate you coming in, Terry, and talking about the Smart Studio and this option of giving gifts that are not coming and filling the landfill, but are actually going to come from the heart and fill people with joy and the opportunity to be creative. So I encourage you to take part in the Smart Studio. And I appreciate you listening this afternoon to a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett for KCBX.